Welcome, welcome to The Intersection on this Wednesday night. Well, quite a lot has been going on, and we had a great show on Friday. Sadly, it was not being broadcast or recorded, and so we are just going to do it again. We did the Dare to Be Stupid trivia, which is current events. The White House is daring to be as stupid as it possibly can. I got a text message from my cousin that y'all met, Michael, after it was announced there was peace between Israel and Hamas and Gaza, peace in the Middle East, and the last of the hostages were freed. And I thought, did something happen? Did Israel stop being a land bridge to three continents and I didn't learn about it? But of course, no, it did not. And they've gone right back to fighting. So there we have it. And part of it is that neither side, the leadership on neither side, can afford for there to not be fighting. That's just how it is. And I thought it was quite hilarious when Trump said, "Oh well, it's you should pardon Mr. President, the President of Israel." He was addressing. He should pardon Netanyahu because he was the greatest wartime president. No, he wasn't, and that does not wash away all the crimes he's committed. It just like, Trump, other countries, when you commit crimes, don't necessarily let you get away with it. Right? Well, if you want to join this conversation, all you need to do is go to gabnet.net. That's GABNET.net, gabnet.net, and click on Amy Manuel's Intersection on the right-hand side of the page to get to our Zoom. Welcome, Alan.
Hi, how you doing? How's your week been?
Oh, it's been good. I spent the day, my husband's office is having a big fundraiser. Oh, here comes Charlie. And I spent the day baking for it. And I've got, so I'm going to leave, when the show is over, I'm going to leave the Zoom up and let y'all keep talking away. But I got to go finish icing cupcakes and, making cupcakes and that kind of thing. So I still have a little left to do.
Oh, that's nice. Their stock price is down, so they can't afford to get a caterer.
Well, there's going to be all kinds of things that I'm not exactly sure what they're doing fundraising for. I'm sure it's some specific cause, United Way or something. Okay. Probably United Way. I know around Denton, United Way is very big. And
okay. Well, good for them.
And so that's probably what it is. But I don't know that for sure. There is an organization that a friend of mine works for called Interfaith that has absolutely nothing to do with religion. And what it is it helps people who are eligible get funding for utilities. If you live in North Texas, having electricity, in particular air conditioning, is not optional.
Expensive. Expensive.
It's also expensive, and not having it can kill you. That's how bad it gets here. And I mean, even in October, You know, we've been going, ooh, it's gotten down into the 80s and 90s. You know, we're under 100 and we're excited. Yeah. But it's still hot as hell.
Yeah, it's gotten to the 90s today.
So, yeah.
I don't know. It was in the 60s today around here. It's been cold. We had a rainstorm come through here Monday and a little bit yesterday. And then it's supposed to go back up to summer weather this weekend. So.
Well, are we going to see anyone else tonight, do you think?
I haven't heard from Wayne in a couple of days.
Yeah, Wayne's probably asleep.
Probably. So, anything else in the news that I've missed recently about, you know?
Well, they're fighting again in Gaza.
Yeah.
Of course.
I just kind of laughed when my cousin sent me this thing, sent me a text, the one y'all met, Michael. The hostages are free, and there's peace in the Middle East. Thank you, President Trump. And I'm like, last I checked, it's still a land bridge to three continents.
Yeah.
And as long as it remains a land bridge to three continents, there will be fighting there. And as
I think there were even like 40 people killed in Gaza yesterday.
Right, exactly. And
no fighting, no peace.
Right? Yeah. I knew that wasn't going to last. I mean, we've had ceasefires before.
Yeah.
And also, it is in the financial interest of both Netanyahu and the leaders of Hamas, who, by the way, do not live in Gaza. They live in mansions in like Qatar and and UAE. They don't live there. And it is in their financial best interests for that to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And they
also financial interest for Trump. He's hoping to make a whole bundle of money off of this.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I mean, Phil told me last weekend, you know, I complained about the video that where, what's his name, cut off the vice president in the middle of his bullshit answer. And Phil said, you got to get your mind out of the gutter. Trump just negotiated a peace deal. The war is over. And I said, there's no peace deal.
It was a ceasefire. It was the...
I told them it's a ceasefire, and in a week they'll be back to battling again, and Trump will have lost.
Yeah, I mean, and it was the same deal that Biden and Anthony Blinken negotiated.
Of course.
So,
you think Trump could think this up on his own? Come on, please.
Oh,
although in the news today, AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene are going to join forces to try and get health care and get the budget crisis solved. That ought to
good,
be interesting.
Good.
I mean, I. What in tarnation is going on that AOC is not acting crazy right now? I don't quite get it, but I guess, you know, it became in her best financial interest. And I think maybe she's finding out. I don't know. It's very weird.
You mean Marjorie Taylor Greene, not
right?
AOC.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Not
you said AOC. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I don't know. Yeah. It's starting to cost her money.
No. Yeah. Her kids can't afford to have their insurance rates double.
Play the
violin. That's the only reason she jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Because it affected her.
There was a rumor on one newscast that Marjorie Taylor Greene might switch parties. That would be interesting.
Well, I haven't heard that.
Well, I've only heard it once.
I will believe that when I see it.
Well, she could become an independent. That would be a middle ground.
That I could believe because they're dumping all over her because of her.
That's okay. She doesn't care. She'll get them all back.
You know? I'll believe it when it happens.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, to be quite honest.
I said one newscast.
Yeah. But she,
I can't find
you. You gotta admire her taking a principal stand for the people of her district, all of whom can't afford to have their insurance rates doubled.
It's purely selfishness.
Yeah.
It's because her kids are going to have to pay a lot more under Trump's plan.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care about her constituents or anybody else.
No. All right, so before we get started on this, I am going to bring up the No Kings rally on Saturday, which they are expecting twice as many people to show up to. First question before we get started in the ones I've got over here. What are Republicans calling the No Kings rally?
The I Hate America rally.
I don't know. I've never heard of the No Kings rally, so you guys are more ahead of the news than I am.
Yeah.
So there was one in the middle of summer, and there's going to be another one on Saturday. The No Kings rally. There were millions of people across the country that showed up to protest in the No Kings rally.
Yep.
And so they are expecting twice as many to show up this Saturday because more, the Indivisible has been the organizers of this, and more places have signed up to hold marches in more locations.
Right.
So
what kings are we not wanting?
We're not wanting Donald Trump.
We don't want any kings, but Donald Trump's the one that's trying to be a king.
Yeah. Donald Trump is acting like he's a king. And it made me think of I might have to find it later, but there is, if you go back to Schoolhouse Rock, there's a Schoolhouse Rock history that's no more kings about the American Revolution. And what we're saying is, yeah, that still applies. No more kings. Trump doesn't get to be a king. And, he's dying anyway. And he's even, who's the pro-dictator guy? Starts with a V.
From a Vought, are you? Or
No. The people who J.D. Vance and all those guys all follow. Curtis Garvin. Okay. Curtis Garvin, he's moving away. He's giving up. And so they're finding out, because they didn't figure it out the first Trump administration, that all of their stupid policy ideas don't work and are bad for the economy. But they have these theories, a lot of them date back to Reagan and some before that, for example, that if you get rid of government, if you get rid of bureaucrats, everything will work better and everyone will have more money and everybody will get to keep their money. No. Our free market does not work without regulation.
Yep.
You need those regulations and you need the people doing all that day-to-day stuff. You need the people inspecting the meat. You need the people doing the scientific research. You need the... It takes all of those cogs in the wheel for everything to work. And they don't seem to understand. I don't know why they haven't figured this out yet. because they have proved that it doesn't work multiple times. Every time they get in power, it doesn't work. But let's get to our Dare to Be Stupid trivia. Let's start with
the stock market. No.
Which MAGA Republican has split with her party over the shutdown and why?
AOC.
No. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
And why?
And why is because of the health care costs doubling or tripling or whatever.
For her own kids. Yeah, that is right.
To allow Democrats to have some sort of moral high ground on this issue because they're the only ones talking about it, I think is a major failure from the Republican Party. And I'm not going to stand there and just keep talking the talking points when my own adult children can hardly afford health insurance premiums, when everyone in my district, it's the number one issue that I hear about day in and day out, not just people on the ACA, but people that have private insurance as well. And I think it's something that we have to talk about. And I don't see why the government needs to be shut down. I really don't. I believe that if Republicans learn to govern and wield power, they can use the nuclear option in the Senate. They can open up the government.
Yeah.
We can get back to work for the American people. And Republicans can solve this problem that is a very big problem that we can't ignore.
All right. What other issue did Marjorie Taylor Greene split with her party over?
I don't know.
Jeff Epstein released the Epstein files.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how terrifying it would be to name names like that? These are some of the richest, most powerful people in the world that could sue these women into poverty and homelessness. Yeah, it's a scary thing to name names, but I will tell you, I'm not afraid to name names. And so if they want to give me a list, I will...
Oops.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how terrifying it... And so if they want to give me a list, I will walk in that Capitol on the House floor... And I'll say every damn name that abused these women. I can do that for them. And I'd be proud to do it.
You know, God, something must have hit her in the head or something. Fuck, this is not the
I think,
Marjorie
you know, when, she, when, before she was elected and before she was there and seeing it firsthand, I think she had these, you know, ideas from all this propaganda she was being fed. And now she's learning what the truth is. And she's learning, those pedophiles, like the president of the United States is one of them. And, you know what the Democrats have been saying about insurance rates going up for regular people?
Yep.
It turns out that's her kids. And so I think maybe it's finally hitting out. I mean, she believed all these crazy, crazy bullshit. Like, you know, Jewish space lasers and that we caused the flooding in Texas that drowned all those kids. I think she's starting to understand that where she was getting her information from was not reliable.
Maybe you're giving her too much credit.
Well, that's probably true. Because it's really just two things. It's really just two things right now. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Who is the second person from Trump's enemies list to receive an indictment?
Oh, the The first was James Comey, so the second one would be Letitia James in New York.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. New York Attorney General Letitia James.
That's another go nowhere.
Yeah, what's the supposed crime that she committed?
Something about selling a house that she didn't move into, or buying a house that she didn't move into.
I since have learned a little more about this. And it actually, it wasn't that she was renting it out. It was that she was purchasing it for her niece.
Yeah.
And she was letting her niece live there with her family.
I don't see a difference. I don't care if it's family or not.
None of it matters. She didn't commit a crime.
We also don't know that. I tend to believe she didn't commit a crime, but we also don't know that because we haven't got a copy of the paperwork. The paperwork.
We do know that three other prosecutors refused to press charges against her.
That's right. But so what? Buying and selling real estate, the lenders can be real idiots and assholes, and you never know what's going to end up in the verbiage. So they may have said that the only way you can get this loan is if you move in yourself. And we just don't know what it says. So
it was listed as a secondary home.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have second homes. I have friends that have second homes.
So you know, letting her niece live there, it's a second home. That's still family. She didn't commit a crime. And the person that there were three people, I think one of at least was appointed by Donald Trump, who said there's no case here and we are not going to prosecute. So they got fired. And he put in his personal attorney who had never tried a case ever in a courtroom. She was an insurance attorney and she had never tried a case.
She may not have to this time either. The Attorney General of New York may plea bargain.
I think it's going to get dismissed, and I think that this person that said, you know, I'll do it. She was a beauty queen, by the way.
Yeah.
She was a beauty queen. That's why Trump put her in. And she is Melissa. She's probably going to get disbarred for malicious prosecution.
Yep.
I don't know. I hate things like this that we don't know the whole.
We do know quite a bit. Just because you do not know does not mean we don't know.
Yeah.
That you don't know.
Right. Yep. That's right. I don't know. I have been in court a lot of times where things look pretty cut and dry from the outside. And when you got in there, things were not so cut and dry. So we'll see what happens. I tend to believe that there's no crime because Trump's going after her. If the state of New York was going after her, or the lender was going after her, or something like that, then there may be a crime committed. Other than that, I don't see a crime committed. But being the fact that we got the King of America going after her.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly these cases are malicious prosecution. And
well, they did, you know, they actually did it to Trump, and he's just paying them back.
But Trump actually committed crimes.
That's right. I know.
They built cases and did it the proper way. This is what the people who have worked for the Justice Department in the past are saying, you know, this is not how you do it. This is not, you're not, if you were doing all the proper things in the proper way, and you had actual evidence, because the people that were in there that were the career prosecutors are saying there's no crime here. There's no evidence. Just because it started back in September when Trump said, I want these people, basically published his enemies list in a Truth Social post. Because you know what Nixon never did? He never published his enemies list. He never put it in the newspaper and said, here's the list of people that I want you to go after. He never did that. That's crazy. All right. Which country is receiving a $20 billion bailout? And actually...
Gonna get this wrong. I'm gonna say Argentina.
Argentina. Actually, I believe it was today or yesterday, Scott Bessent was saying it's gonna be $40 billion.
Oh God, they doubled it?
Yeah.
So Argentina is right?
Argentina right, yeah. Is correct.
I couldn't remember if it was Argentina or Bolivia.
Argentina.
All right.
What's one of the things Argentina did
a party. Right?
Sort of. Okay. But can you be a little more specific? It's a little bigger than just a party.
Celebration that Trump's almost dead? No, I don't know.
They're going to subsidize their soybean, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but no.
Oh.
They had a rock concert.
Oh, that's right. Which
Malaise...
The president sang at it, yeah.
What?
The president of Argentina sang at it, yeah.
I wish I could get this a little bit louder.
No, I think we could do without him singing louder.
That's right.
This is the guy with the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him with the chainsaw? He was going to take his chainsaw to bureaucracy. Now, this is what they do not understand. They all think that if you get rid of all the people that, do the work, that things will work better and it'll cost less money. And it doesn't work, and they've blown up their economy in Argentina. They've just destroyed it. And China, this is helping China. China is buying their soybeans.
Instead of buying them from us.
Yes. Why are American farmers pissed about the bailout?
That's why. You just said it.
That's right.
There was a news article by Archer Daniels Midland, the largest soybean producer in this country, and they were not happy with this move.
Yeah. You think? Farmers got screwed in the last Trump administration. And then they were so stupid that they believed that it wouldn't happen this time. And I have no sympathy.
I just say I have no sympathy for him. Let him starve.
You saw what he did the first time. And you said, because you're so fucking bigoted. That's really what it's about. They voted for Trump because they're fucking bigots. I know, because I've spent a lot of time in rural parts of this country. Talk to people. And that's what it's really about. That's why they vote for him. It's because they're bigots. And he was going to be mean to brown people.
Yep.
That's really what it was all about.
And black people.
And black people, but mostly brown people.
Yeah.
Mostly brown people. And they didn't even stop to think that those brown people that you want deported are picking your goddamn crops, idiot. These people
you in
who
the
are
restaurant, washing dishes.
That's right. All the people in the kitchen at every restaurant.
Absolutely.
The people working every construction site. The people pricking crops all over the country. That's who's getting deported. It's not the worst of the worst. It's not the MS-13. The worst, they really want to go after the worst of the worst. They should go after people like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters and the Klan and, you know, Aryan Nation and Aryan Brotherhood. Because there's a whole lot more right-wing extremists that with their arsenals of guns that go around. Who's the ones that go down to the border? There's a name.
Peacekeepers?
Minutemen. The Minutemen.
Oh.
They just go down to the border and shoot people.
Okay. Cool.
I mean, if you want to get the worst of the worst and the homegrowns, that's who you go after, not Antifa. By the way, just an extra little trivia question here. What does Antifa stand for?
Go ahead, Charlie. You're muted, Charlie.
Okay. Alan, what does Antifa stand for?
I don't know what it stands for.
Antifa stands for anti-fascist. So if you are against Antifa, you are pro-fascism.
Yeah, I guess that's not me.
And it's just like, you know, being against anti-racist, that means you're a racist. If you are against DEI, you are against diversity, equity, and inclusion. So you are for homogenous, all white, all white, all white. And you're against people getting treated fairly and equitably. And you are against including other people. So that aren't like you.
Yeah, there's an interesting thing. Over the weekend, there was a news article that the cartels in Colombia and Mexico and stuff like that have put out hits, $25,000 or $50,000 for anybody that kills an ICE agent in this country. I think that's totally wrong. These people are doing a job. I don't believe they're doing it on their own. They're doing it at the orders of the big man.
They're getting paid $50,000 signing bonus and $100,000 salary. And, you know, how about we just pay that to teachers instead? Because our teachers aren't getting $50,000 signing bonuses or $100,000 a year.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you there, except for...
I would bet that is propaganda that you heard. That's not a real thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that for certain.
I don't know it either, but I do know that since I used to be in law enforcement, I do know that $50,000 signing bonus is not unheard of in police departments. I'll bet you if you go around Texas, you'll probably find big departments that don't have enough officers, like maybe Dallas-Fort Worth or something. And they pay, I don't know if they pay $50,000, but around here, $50,000 signing bonus is not unusual. And $100,000 for a federal cop is a joke. Cops around here, starting pay are $100,000 and a quarter, $175,000. So
they shot a pastor in the head with a pepper gun.
A pepper ball.
They are. You know,
we don't know.
Broke
Does anybody
the
know
wind...
what that pastor did to initiate?
There's a video of it. He was just standing there praying outside the building.
Yeah.
They shot at him from the roof. And there were only like 15 people total that were there outside of this building. And they were dancing and praying and singing.
What state was this in?
That was that in Chicago or was that in, I think it was in Chicago.
It was in Chicago, yeah.
So why didn't all the gangbangers join up that like the preacher and join up and just shoot back except for with
Bullets? They're just sitting back laughing at the Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, you know, what's happening, people are showing up in blow-up costumes.
Yeah.
You know, what I find strange is we don't hear about school shootings anymore. We've become complacent to it. America has. But we hear about a preacher getting hit with a rubber bullet or a...
Pepper bomb.
A what?
Pepper bomb. Actually, he got shot at multiple times, and the people around him started... protecting him. And one woman, the ICE agents hit her car. Okay. And she wasn't doing anything, just driving home. Yep. And they broke the window and dragged her out of her car and arrested her and put her in some detention center. They hit her.
Okay.
They hit her car. She was doing nothing but driving home.
What, is she illegal? Is there?
No.
I don't understand. Oh.
that's what's
the problem. We don't understand why they think they can get away with doing crap like
this. Yeah, they're just like there was a veteran who got put in a detention center. And beaten
he's
up.
Doing the government right now.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, we don't even know how many citizens they have put into prison. We don't know who all they've got in detention.
Not everybody is going quietly. And some of the news misses that.
It's not okay what they're doing. It's just not okay. I don't care how much time you have spent in law enforcement. What is going on is not okay.
Okay. I'll agree with you.
Okay. Go watch the videos.
I don't want to watch the videos. I've seen too many cops out of control already. So... I don't need to. It's like people who watch these high speed chases to watch the cops get shot at or shoot the bad guy or whatever. I mean, what's on TV and on YouTube and stuff is just garbage. So, although I do like YouTube, but not for those reasons. Watching people get chased and handcuffed and roughed up and all remind me of Rodney King and. And what's the guy that got the knee on the back of the neck stuff like that? That guy was probably dead before the cop put his knee on the back of him.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
He was crying out for his mother, and his daughter watched him die. Mm. And the guy who had his knee on his back put his hand in his pocket because he was getting off on killing him. He was murdered on video. There was 8 minutes that he held his knee into the back of that guy's neck.
The guy was handcuffed. Why did he need to do that?
Yep.
Exactly.
The one thing they teach you when you handcuff somebody is you do not lay them face down, ever. I mean, for a moment, just to get control, but you don't lay them face down because the handcuffs, if you think about, if you put your hands behind your back, it pulls the pectoral muscles,
yeah,
and it pulls on the lungs and makes it really hard to breathe. And if you have a breathing problem, which I believe the guy that was murdered did, that can cause a heart attack or a stroke. You know, and so you got to be very careful. So,
well, that cop was getting off on it. There's video of him.
That cop ended up in prison, didn't he?
Yep.
Where he belongs for the rest of his life, hopefully. Yep. Plain and simple, that's a murder.
Yeah. I mean, it was so gross when I watched him stick his hand in his pocket. I was like, oh.
So wait a minute. The cop stuck his hand in his own pocket, right?
Right. Yeah. He was reaching for his dick because he was getting off on murdering the guy.
I got it. I just wanted to make sure we're talking about the same thing. I totally got it.
Yeah.
He's probably done this to 100 other people. And unfortunately, not 8 other people were standing around and videotaping it.
Well, that's what they've recruited into ICE, a lot of people who are, they're, you know, Proud Boys and 3%ers and, you know, the same people that were doing January 6th.
Yeah, they have people that went to prison for January 6th and got pardoned by Trump that are now in ICE.
People that are on camera beating up Capitol Police are now in ICE. It's gross. All right. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth announced a blank facility would be built blank.
Let's see. A porta potty facility would be built in the Oval Office. Painted gold.
I think this is referring to the kind of air base or whatever that the Qatar is supposed to build in Utah.
No, not Utah, Idaho.
Idaho, sorry.
Idaho.
So people in his own party kind of freaked out because Hegseth didn't know what he was talking about, and it's not going to be a Qatari base. They're just coming here, as is fairly common. Other countries will train using similar equipment on our bases, and that's all that happened.
We do the same thing in reverse, though. We go to
other countries. Well, and we have air bases, but the idea of the Qataris,
yes,
who, by the way, support Hezbollah and Hamas, are we're going to have their own air base in the continental United States of America? No.
Let them build the base, and in 2028, when a Democrat takes over, we'll just shoot them out of the sky when they take off.
Well, the other thing that happened with Qatar was that Trump said that we were going to give them NATO-like... They were going to be an ally like a NATO, that if they were attacked, we would come to their rescue. And of course, you know, Israel, one of our allies, bombed Qatar.
Yep.
So are we, which one of our allies are we going to the defense of there?
Mm-hmm.
It's utterly stupid.
Yep.
Well, this guy ought to be Secretary of State because he's a total idiot. He was a damn broadcaster on Fox News. What does he know
Saturday about morning broadcast. He was in, I think he did his, like, 4 years in the military. And I don't think he got as high a rank as my son.
No, he was an enlisted serviceman. He wasn't like an officer.
An officer. Yeah, no. He has no business. And he's got like a makeup studio in the Pentagon now.
Yeah.
So he can go on camera. And he's told all of the Pentagon reporters that they couldn't report anything without putting it past him first, without getting permission. And everybody but OAN, including Fox News and Newsmax, went, the hell you say? Fuck that. We are not participating. We're not going to do that. And because no journalist worth their salt would do that, would agree to that. All right. What message did Trump regime require government employees to leave on their voicemail?
Didn't we do this last weekend?
She's repeating some of them.
We're repeating it. The reason that we're repeating it is that Friday's show didn't actually broadcast or get recorded.
Well, sure, the time that I get three questions right.
Well, you should get more questions right this time around because you've already heard them.
Well, I just said what it was.